CNF Radio Productions present Michael Raffetto as Jonathan Brixton.
Mr. Blixton, wake up. You go office.
I'm tired, Fong. I got to bed very late.
Me no. Here, you drink it is coffee.
Yes, but I'm not well.
You say that every morning. You get up.
Jonathan Brixton, criminal lawyer of San Francisco, bachelor of uncertain habits, brilliant in court, yet capable of amazing indolence. But then he has Fong to feed him and to get him out of bed, and James to do all the tedious work of looking up the law. Yes, James is the studious type, but don't let his quiet way deceive you. He's a brawny fellow with a mean wallop.
Put up that gun, do you hear? Firearms make me nervous.
Yeah? Well, it's too bad. You and Brixton here better say your prayers, because this is your finish, see?
James, I'm afraid he means business. Do you suppose...
Hey, stand still. What do you think you're...
All right, James.
Yes, sir.
Oh, very thorough, James. Very thorough.
Oh, dear. I didn't mean to hit him so hard.
Yes, James, your punches aren't gentle.
Jonathan Brixton. His business is crime. A sordid life, but never dull, because you never know what to expect next. For example, who would dream that there was murder in the offing at the home of Miss Effie Blacklock, wealthy, old, eccentric Miss Blacklock, maiden lady of San Francisco?
I hereby further bequeath and devise all my property, both real and personal, to my grandniece, Miss Ruby Jo Bovard, provided that said grandniece... Miss Ruby, are you listening?
Yes, Aunt Effie.
Very well. I can't tolerate inattention when I'm speaking. Now, where was I? Miss Ruby Jo Bovard. Oh, yes. Provided. Now, this is important, Miss Ruby.
Yes, Aunt Effie.
Provided that said grandniece continues to live with me, Miss Effingham Blacklock, so long as I remain alive, and that she continues to be guided by my advice and serves as my companion. Is that clear?
Yes.
There's a great deal more of legal fol-de-rol, but I've read you the essential provisions. I might add, however, that should you take it into your pretty head to forsake me in my old age, I have provided in the will that everything will go, everything, mind you, will go to the university. Now, have you anything to say?
No, Aunt Effie.
You're thinking of that young man, aren't you? Of Roger.
Well...
He's not worthy of you. I've told you that repeatedly. No connections. Such an indifferent family. But then I shan't live forever.
Oh, please, don't say things like that, Aunt Effie.
Well, we'll not go into it again tonight. It's past 9. Call Winters to help me to my room.
All right.
Winters?
Yes?
Auntie's ready.
Yes, Miss Ruby, come.
She'll be right in.
Yes. You'll lock up these papers for me?
Yes, Auntie.
Yes. Tidy up the desk. It's a relief to have that will drawn up. It's been worrying me of late. I'm getting old, Miss Ruby, very old.
Oh, but you...
Don't interrupt. I know I'm getting old. I tire so easily. Oh, where is Winters? What does she mean by keeping me waiting? Winters!
Yes, Miss Blacklock. I'm right here.
You've kept me waiting. Take my arm.
Yes, Miss Blacklock.
Careful. Careful. You know how my back pains me.
I'm sorry.
You're not sorry. You've been getting out of hand lately. And put down that sewing basket. Always sewing. What's the matter with you foreigners?
I am not foreigner. I am American.
When you finish there, it'll be time to go to your room, Miss Ruby.
Yes, Auntie.
Oh, can't you be more careful, Winters? You support me as if you were handling a side of beef. Once this war is over, a person will be able to get to himself.
Roger.
I've been standing out here waiting for her to leave. Give me a hand. I'll climb in the window.
But she's forbidden you.
Oh, give me a hand.
That's a girl. It's cold out there. I thought she'd never leave.
Quiet. Let's close this window.
Oh, yeah. What's she doing? Giving another lecture on what a bum I am?
Oh, Roger, I don't know what we're going to do.
We're going to get married. That's what we're going to do. And your old Aunt Effie or nobody else is going to stop us.
But she's made everything so difficult.
What do we care? We'll run away. Or is money more important to you?
Oh, of course not. It isn't that. But she is old, and I feel so sorry for her sometimes.
Sorry? She's a mean old... I hate her.
Oh, don't. Don't say those things.
Give me a kiss.
Oh, Roger. Oh, Roger.
Look, darling. Go get some clothes together. We'll run away tonight.
Oh, but I can't just run off without a word. It'd kill her.
Look at me. Do you love me?
You know I do.
And do what I say. I'll wait for you here in the library.
All right. I'll hurry.
Right. Hey.
Yes?
Your aunt's bedroom is the one at the top of the stairs, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, be quiet when you go by her door.
I will.
I'll see you later.
All right. I love you.
And I love you.
Winters, turn on the light. Miss Ruby? Oh, turn on the light. You know I can't reach my light with this back of mine. Is there someone in this room? I'll scream at that.
You're talking to me.
The house, Mr. Brixton?
Why, that's an intriguing proposition, Steve, but why final?
Midnight in 2 minutes. 12 o'clock, deadline for serving drinks. But why should I be telling you what the law is, eh? It's a good one, ain't it? A bartender telling Jonathan Brixton what the law is.
I could have a worse tutor, Steve.
Hey, ain't got much of that 20-year-old stuff left. Keep it for special customers.
It ascends me to the brain, makes it quick, apprehensive.
How's that?
Huh? Oh, nothing. Falstaff.
Ah.
Hey, Stephen, how much do you think it would cost to induce that piano player to take a rest?
Oh, you want him to stop? Why, sure, I'll tell him.
Well, we don't want to hurt his feelings. I'm sure he's doing his best.
Oh, you can't hurt Charlie's feelings.
Well, he must have read our thoughts. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Brixton. Glad you like it.
How nice and quiet.
Paper. Morning paper. Rich old lady murdered. Paper, mister.
No, thank you. I like my paper with my coffee. Not that I eat it. Don't misunderstand me.
Rich old lady murdered. Read about the latest
case. Always somebody getting killed. But makes business for you lawyers, don't it?
Stephen, the human race is depraved.
Sure is, yeah. Sure is. Hey, Bob, you with the paper. Come here.
Yeah.
Who was killed? Somebody here in San Francisco?
Here you are. Picture of her on the front page.
Okay, here's a dime. Now screw.
Paper.
Ah.
Well, the maestro has now turned to the classics.
Huh. Look at this, Mr. Brixton. Old Lady Blacklock killed. That rich old dame in the big house on Knob Hill, you know?
Effie Blacklock?
Yeah, strangled about 9 o'clock tonight. Got the guy, though. Young fella who was in love with her niece or something.
Him not been there tonight, huh? All right. If he come in there, you tell him call home. It's a Fong. Goodbye.
Not there either.
No.
We've simply got to get hold of him, Fong.
I don't know where he go. He don't tell me. I think you better go home. Too late to do anything tonight. Look, 1 o'clock.
I know, but I promised this Miss Blacklock's niece I'd get Mr. Brixton on it tonight. Oh, I'd better call my wife. She'll be getting worried. Hand me the phone, will you? Thanks.
Niece kill old lady?
No, phone. It's her boyfriend. They got him locked up. She's frantic and she wants... Oh, hello. Hello, dear. This is James again. You went to sleep, were you? Well, I'm still at Mr. Brixton's house. No, we haven't located him yet. Yes, but... But, darling, as long as I'm working for him, I've got to do my job. Well, I know, but... Well, yes, dear, but... Well, just because he does those things, it doesn't mean I'm going to. I think you're all right. Yes, well, I think if you... Well, I will. Yeah, goodbye, dear.
Your wife, she don't like him, Mr. Blixton. She think he bad. She lied.
Well, she's upset. You can't think of any other place he might be, huh?
Let's see. No. Oh, him come now. Put me on my
Fong, you should be in bed.
Miss Lowry here.
Oh, James.
Mr. Brixton, I've been trying to get in touch with you for hours.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've been doing a little research.
It's the Blacklock case. You knew she was killed early this evening.
Yes, I did hear something about it.
Well, the niece is frantic. See, the boy she's in love with is involved, and she tried to get hold of you right away. Seems she called here several times, and Fong finally told her to call me.
Uh-huh. You told her we'd take the case?
Well, no, not exactly. I told her you were kind of funny about taking cases, but I'd talk to you.
Yeah. Where is she now?
Home. She's waiting to hear from you.
Body at the morgue?
I don't know. You see, I haven't really done anything much except look for you.
Yeah. I'm hardly in the mood for work.
She seems quite young and very desperate. I felt sorry for her.
What about the boy?
His name is Roger Murray. They've locked him up. Seems he's confessed to the murder.
Confessed? Then our work is cut out for us, James. Let's go. I see. Now tell us this, Miss Bovard. Who discovered the body?
I did.
Mm-hmm. Go on, tell us about it.
After I'd packed my bag and I was coming down to meet Roger in the library here, well... As I passed down his room, I had a feeling, a kind of guilty feeling came over me.
What do you mean, a guilty feeling?
Running off without a word. After all, she had raised me, and in a way, she'd done a lot for me.
So you decided to go in and tell her, is that it?
Yes. I opened her door. The room was dark, and I called to her. She didn't answer. I went over to her bed and spoke to her. She seemed so still, it frightened me. Oh, it was awful.
Take your time.
I turned on the light. When I saw her face, I knew something terrible had happened. I ran to the head of the stairs and called Roger. He came up and Winters rushed in from her room.
Yes, about this Winters. Is she the only servant in the house?
The only one that lives in the house, yes. The cook and the chauffeur have quarters over the garage.
Uh-huh. And Winters is a sort of personal maid for your aunt?
Yes. She acts as housekeeper and his auntie's maid. Sort of like a nurse in a way, too. You see, auntie hasn't been awfully well lately. Well, that's one reason why I hated running off without...
Yes?
Well, where is Winters now?
She's in the sewing room right across the hall here. Poor thing, she's frightened to death. She said she was going to sew to try to get her mind off things. She's a foreigner and they take death awfully hard.
What nationality is she?
I don't know, but she has some funny name that Auntie couldn't pronounce, so she decided to call her Winters.
We ought to have a talk with her, don't you think, Mr. Brixton?
Yes, James. Now, what did Roger say when he saw your aunt?
We all rushed into the room. We were all so... Well, I don't really know what happened. Somebody called the doctor.
Your own doctor?
Yes, Dr. Jackson.
Oh, yes.
He came right over. But, of course, it was too late to do anything. When he said she'd been strangled, what? And then Roger said, yes, she had been. And that he had done it.
Oh, he'd gone into her room while you were in your room packing, is that it?
Yes. And then the doctor called the police. And...
Yes, it's a terrible ordeal for you, I know. Now, suppose you take us in to see this Winters for a moment, and then we'll let you get to bed. Bell again, James. Mac must be asleep in there.
Yeah. The morgue always depresses me. That weird light up there. Seems like they try to make it just as ghoulish as they can.
Yeah?
Hello, Mac.
Huh? Oh, hello, Mr. Brixton. How are you?
Hope we didn't disturb you. You know my assistant, James, here.
Sure. Hello, Mac. How are you? Come on in.
Go ahead, James.
What's on your mind, Mr. Brixton? Kind of late, ain't you?
Yes, it's a little late at that. Hey, Mac, I want you to do me a little favor.
Yeah? Well, I ain't never failed you yet, have I?
That's right. I'd like to take a gander at a body you got in here.
Well, we got plenty of them. All sizes and shapes. Young, old, medium. Take your choice.
Well, the one we're interested in happens to be old. Miss Blacklock.
Oh, yeah. The old dame that was killed early tonight, huh? I was just working on her. The doc's going to perform an autopsy first thing in the morning. Say, you got on this case pretty fast, didn't you, Mr. Britson?
Well, sort of a peculiar set of circumstances, Mac. You mind if we take a look?
Yeah, come on. Of course, you know I wouldn't do this for everybody.
Oh, I know. Just a little bit ago, I was saying to James here that I'm always in your debt.
Oh, no. I was just kidding. I haven't forgot all the things you've done for me. Here we are. Oh. Can you imagine anybody strangling an old lady like that?
Lovely white hair. It's horrible, isn't it?
Get some people looking at stiffs. Did me at first. You see, Mr. Brixton, you can see she was choked, all right.
Hmm. Strange.
What, Mr. Brixton?
That mark there on her neck. I wonder how... James.
What is it?
James, we've got to get back to the Blacklock house.
What for?
Before somebody else is murdered.
But they've got the murderer in jail.
That's just the point. They haven't.
Yes, Winters, come in. What is it, Winters? I was just going to bed.
I'm sorry I bother you. I'm so scared. I'm afraid in my room alone.
I know how you feel. Sit down.
I brought my sewing basket. Let me stay here, please.
Of course. I'm glad you came in.
You go to bed. I'll be quiet. I just turn on this one little lamp over there so to see a little bit to sew.
No, I can't go to sleep. We'll talk.
All right. We'll talk.
Yes, we'll... Oh, Winters, what are we going to do?
Do not cry.
No, I mustn't. I know Auntie was mean to you, but you must forgive her. We can't hate her now.
She's dead, yes. But I still hate her.
Oh, no. No, don't. Don't say that.
I hate her. She mean to me.
I know. She was mean to me, too, but she was old and sick.
Always she called me foreigner. I am not foreigner. I am American.
Please, she knew that. It was just her way.
I'm glad. I'm glad she's dead.
Winters, Winters, don't look like that. You frighten me.
Always she say, do this, do that, you clumsy foreigner.
I try be good to her. But no. Do this, do that.
The doorbell?
Who come now? So late.
I don't know.
Police?
But what could the police want now? They've been here. You'd better answer it, Winters.
Police.
Hurry, Winters. It must be important. Are they... Winters? What are you going to do? Oh, no. No, Winters! Stop! She seems to be getting weaker, Mr. Brixton.
Yeah, she lost too much blood. I'm afraid there's no hope.
Oh, poor Winters. I tried to stop her, but before I could get to her, she had those big scissors in both hands.
Yes, right into her neck. She's a strong woman. She made a good job of it.
How's she coming, Mr. Brixton?
She's pretty weak. Did you get the doctor on the phone?
Yes, he's coming right over. I called the police, too, while I was at it.
Good. See if I can get her to make a statement. Winters. Winters, can you hear me?
Yes.
You killed Miss Blacklock?
Yes. I killed her.
Write down what she says, James.
She's dying, isn't she?
Yes, I'm afraid so. You better go away.
No. No, I'll stay.
Winters. Winters. Why did you kill Miss Blacklock?
I hate her. Where is Miss Ruby?
I'm right here, Winters. What is it?
Roger is good boy. He loves you.
Yes, Winters. I know.
He lied to police when he said he killed Miss Blacklock.
Yes, Winters. He's only trying to protect Miss Ruby.
He think she do it. I was going to tell them I do it, but I get scared.
Why did you do it, Winters?
I want to tell Miss Ruby something.
Yes, I'm right here.
I'm happy now because I got to find my boys. My two boys.
What does she mean by that?
I don't know. I didn't know she had any children.
Come close.
Hurry. She hasn't much more time.
What is it, Winters? Yes? Oh, you poor, poor woman.
What is it?
She said she wasn't a foreigner. She said, how could she be a foreigner when she'd lost two boys at Corregidor?
Yes, one more little sip of tea, Fong, and then we'll get some sleep, eh? You realize I haven't been to bed yet?
Yeah, me no. Crazy.
Yes, but think what I've accomplished this night. Solved a crime.
No like it's a job. Losing too much sleep.
All right, Fong, you wouldn't leave me for the world. That's excellent tea. Where was I? Oh, yes. You know the thing that told me that Winters was the guilty person?
No, I don't know.
It was this. When I saw that peculiar mark on old Effie Blacklock's neck. It was a strange indented mark, sort of strawberry-like, you know?
No.
Well, I'm telling you. Now, what could have made a mark like that? And then, like a flash, you'll forgive the platitude, Fong, it came to me. A thimble. Well, that boy didn't wear thimbles. Who did? Winters. Huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, is that all you've got to say? Don't you think that was a pretty clever solution to a mystery?
Me no likey mystery.
That is your introduction to Jonathan Brixton, starring Michael Raffetto, with Barton Yarborough as James. We must confess that Brixton is not a model man. He doesn't lead a pretty life, and he's no knight in shining armor. No, if you're looking for a conventional hero, Jonathan Brixton is not your man.
Wait a minute now. Mr. Brixton's done a lot of mighty fine things that people never hear about. Take the time he defended that fellow Bert Fielding. Why, even my wife said that he...
James, let's not go into that, huh? The evidence is in. Let's rest our case.
Jonathan Brixton is a C&F radio production.